Chapter 1 on Water Walking. Some years ago, my wife arranged for us to ride in a hot air balloon as a birthday gift. We went to the field where the balloons ascended and got into a little basket with one other couple. We introduced ourselves and swapped vocational information, and then our pilot began the ascent. The day had just dawned, clear, crisp, cloudless. We could see the entire Conejo Valley, from craggy canyons to the Pacific Ocean. It was scenic, inspiring, and majestic. But I also experienced one emotion I had not anticipated. Want to guess? Fear. I had always thought those baskets went about chest high, but this one only came up to our knees. One good lurch would be enough to throw someone over the side. So I held on with grim determination and white knuckles. I looked over at my wife, who does not care for heights at all, and relaxed a bit, knowing there was someone in the basket more tense than I was. I could tell, because she would not move at all. During part of our flight, there was a horse ranch on the ground directly behind her. I pointed it out because she loves horses. And without turning around or even pivoting her head, she simply rolled her eyes back as far as she could and said, "Yes, it's beautiful." About this time, I decided I'd like to get to know the kid who was flying this balloon. I realized I could try to psych myself up into believing that everything would be fine. But the truth was we had placed our lives and destinies in the hands of the pilot. Everything depended on his character and competence. I asked him what he